can you tell me briefly again about the signing? Because you were on your way home, weren't you?
Yes, we were. We were busy travelling through Croatia and the job came up. And really, really looked at it because our minds were set on coming home, but thought it was a really good job, applied, did an interview in a caravan, and now I'm back.
Was there anything in particular that helped you make that decision? Maybe you knew in yourself that you'd managed to reshape Storm, and you thought, oh, you know what? I can do that for Dragons.
I really enjoyed my two seasons in the Super League, and I suppose at the end of my contract, wasn't quite ready to go home. So this opportunity came up, and it's a really exciting opportunity with Celtic Dragons.
You're the coach of Dragons, but not the national side. So to some extent, will that help?
It will. That means we're able to bring in new blood to the Celtic Dragons, but it's not just a Welsh team. And I think that's going to be exciting for Celtic Dragons for the season.
You've been over now a week or so. Have you met the team yet? Have you got a sense of energy around the place with management, that kind of thing?
I do. As you say, I've been here a week, so we have had three trainings already. And just a really neat vibe. It's been great to meet some of the girls so far. And they're just willing to crack on and wanting to make a good fist of the season.
Susie, Kyra, Beth and Chelsea were announced first. And it's important just to share that information early on, really, and give Dragons fans and the Green Army just that little bit of assurance.
Absolutely. Look, we've got for this year a wealth of experience with the Welsh players, but really nice to have Chelsea Lewis come back over the bridge and play for the Dragons for this season. And that's super exciting.
And you've also announced that Khalifa's joining from Benacos Mavericks. So how did her signing come about? What attracted you to a player like her?
Well, we were looking for a new goal attack for our circle. And we knew that there was going to be a bit of movement this season with all the Super League teams. And we were quite keen to get Khalifa. She'd already been at the Dragons the previous season. And so we were really keen to sign her. And she accepted. So we're looking forward to having her back in the Dragons family again.
We maybe don't get a proper insight at this time of the season to see what it's like as a coach. So it's tricky in a way because do you reveal all your players at once or one a week, etc., as you're trying to like suss everybody out? What's it like for you?
I think because I came in to the piece quite late, it's been quite difficult of not being part of, obviously, the announcements. And it's really tricky because you see some teams announce the whole team and some are sending out bits and pieces. But really what we're doing is getting ready for our season. And now that I'm on deck, a few more are being released. As I said before, we've got a new look team. We've got another import signing that's coming out in a few weeks and a few more players. So I just can't wait for them all to be together so that we can crack on with the season.
I don't expect you to say anything, but at this stage, do you have that Dragons team for next season complete yet?
Yes, we do. And so you'll be seeing the next couple of weeks some more player releases. And I think our Welsh fans will be really pleased with what we've put together for the season.
Super 10 is on the way nice and early in January, and you've got Bath. That's a nice start of the season.
It is. And Bath is a new look side as well. So really excited to have that first game. Obviously, all teams have got pre-season games, so we'll have a sneaky look at each other. But you never know until that first whistle of that first game to what everyone's bringing to the table.
Fixtures, have you had a quick look over them? Are you happy with the way things are looking?
I think it's much better this season. A lot more home and away games rather than home-home games, which is going to be better on teams. So I think the planning that's been done by the Super League is much better for the season.
Those important Sirens v Dragons games, Sirens v Dragons 8th of February and Dragons v Sirens 13th of April. So they're always going to be tasty and important fixtures for the Parry.
Oh, absolutely. But every game's going to be. I mean, we as Dragons have been at the bottom for the last couple of seasons, we're really pushing to be competitive and to get off the bottom of the table this season. So every game is going to be a game that we're up for.
The good thing is Celtic_Dragons on Twitter and CelticDragonsNetball.com over the next couple of weeks will have plenty of exciting news knowing what you're like. Am I right?
Yeah, I think people are going to be really excited about the Dragons teams this season.